Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the voice you hear is of the Silver-Tongued Devil, of the big, bad kaiju O'Shea Edwards. And this, my friends, this is Wrestling Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. You want to go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when you're the big, bad kaiju. This is Wrestling Cheers, where we like to talk about things going on in the Northeast Ohio independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is an interview episode with the big, bad kaiju himself, O'Shea Edwards. I am your host, I am Heavy Set, and we are brought to you by the Training Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key On Sports. Please rate, review, and subscribe to wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com, and find us on all of your social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com, and we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. It's been a while since I have done an intro like this, where the episode's already been recorded. The interview you get with the big bad kaiju, O'Shea Edwards, we'll get into that very shortly, but there's some, you know, stuff that I'd kind of like to talk about, is the fact that this interview was recorded before the last Southern Underground Pro Show called I Am King, and yes, that show was sponsored by Wrestling Cheers. We are one of the four, I believe it was four other sponsors for the show. So go on to independentwrestling.tv and you can check that show out. I was there live, obviously, because I did the interview before it. And a little bit of a kind of a programming note is there was two interviews that I did this day. You're going to hear the first one today with O'Shea Edwards. And then the second one was supposed to be after this, but the episode you heard last week with Jeremy from I Got Your 5 Stars, that kind of bumped it. And we're about to have, after this week, we're about to have four straight AIW shows. The second interview was with Cabana Man Dan. That might get pushed back to March, maybe even April. There's a lot of AIW shows coming up and not a lot to do in between. Might even be a bonus episode. I haven't 100% worked all the logistics out of it, but yeah, this was before the Southern Underground Pro Show, and a huge shout out to all the great people for all the hospitality that we've received from Southern Underground Pro, Righteous Jesse, Kevin Koo, and Dylan Hales. It was a fun show. I would love to go back down all the time. I think they are a great company, and Tennessee doesn't have a lot of great independent wrestling, and you know, SUP is killing it right now. So huge shout out to them, and I would like to take this moment to officially announce publicly that we will be continuing our sponsoring relationship with Southern Underground Pro. So from now on, we will be one of the sponsors for every Southern Underground Pro show for the time being. So I know it's going to be like us and Sobros. Great, love the guys over at Sobros. If you get a chance, check them out, whether it be their website or their podcast that they do. Little bit for everyone, and I can't give enough love to all of them. So I mean that's kind of the before I go, yeah, we get into the interview, I do want to state again that we do have pint glasses and beer koozies for sale. I'm selling them as a bundle, just $10 for get you both. So we will be at the next AIW show, which will be here in Akron, Ohio, None other than Hail to the King, baby, featuring the King, Harley Race. So if you see me at the show, I'm probably wearing my Wrestling Cheers hoodie, and you got $10, I'll run out to my car, and I will gladly hand you a Wrestling Cheers pint glass and beer koozie, help support the show. I think it's just, I like the whole idea of selling pint glasses for a show named after, you know, freaking Cheers. So that's pretty much everything for us for this portion of the show. This is the last episode of a month block of nothing but interviews, which is, it's been a nice weight off my shoulders. You know, this is almost a whole month straight ever since the 25th of January, or not 25th, 24th of January. And this episode, because I'm honestly doing this ahead of time. This is an episode that is going to be released on Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day from all of us here at Wrestling Cheers. And our Valentine to you is this interview with O'Shea Edwards. I explained it a bunch of times already that this interview was recorded at the last Southern Underground Pro Show. And this was the day of the AFC and NFC Championship game. As I'm recording this, this is right after the Super Bowl. So we kind of talk about a lot of football. So if you're a football fan, you're going to really enjoy this. O'Shea Edwards is a Baltimore Ravens fan. He had a Baltimore Ravens stuff on, and we got into a couple sports conversations before recording, and we obviously came right back into it in the middle of the recording. So yeah, let's go to the interview, and we'll be back right after that.
You wake up every morning,
get yourself out of bed, and look in the mirror and realize that you don't recognize the person looking back at you. You don't feel as whole as you should. You feel about half empty. You get in your car and go about your daily activities, and you think about all the opportunities that you missed.
Opportunities you didn't take. Doors you left closed instead of open. You think about all the things that you could have done and the things that you chose to do instead.
Well, that's where I come in. My name is Dr. Daniel C. Rockingham, and I am not only a motivational speaker, but I am a personal development coach, and my three principle system has changed the lives of countless people all over the world. I invite all of you to stay with me today and listen as I help you change your lives and give all of you a new beginning.
And welcome back. We got the interview right now with O'Shea Edwards. How's it going, O'Shea?
It's cold as balls outside, dude. It's cold, man.
Dude, coming from Northeast Ohio, like,
yeah, this is a preseason game for you. Yeah,
this is a preseason game.
I'm from Atlanta, dog. Nah.
One
snowflake, the city shuts down.
It's The Walking Dead after that.
It is The Walking Dead. Instead of just cars. It's like what it looks like. Like, just cars are abandoned.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
I've seen it to where it's like, it looks like the opening, like the one of the opening pictures for Walking Dead. Like, I'm not a fan of the show, but I've seen it into where one of those winners a few years ago, it looked exactly like it.
Man, people, it snows, people can't handle it, bro.
No.
They can't handle it, man. It's sad, especially knowing how there's so many transplants in Atlanta. It's like, you're from New York, dog. Like, I'm from New York, but I still can handle it. But still, my gosh, just stay home.
The thing is with that, though, it's like Atlanta doesn't treat the roads the same.
Because they're not ready for it.
Exactly.
Atlanta's more of reactive than preventative, if that makes sense.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's snowing, now let's do it. It's like, no, jackass, you should have been doing that like 2 weeks ago when you knew this was coming.
Yeah. And then I got friends from like the Georgia area, and when they'll be like, oh man, it's going to snow a little bit, it goes crazy. I'm like, shut up. Yeah. Then they're like, well, we get pollen. I'm like, you weren't shoveling pollen off your car and driveway. Yeah, you got a dusting. Yeah, but
here's the thing, though, for what it's worth, though, I'd rather deal with the snow than the pollen. I shut down. Like, my body can't handle it. I shut down. I'd rather deal with the snow than the pollen.
The thing is, like, you won't get like frostbite from pollen, or you don't have to bundle up, because I'm granted you got to maybe allergy pills, nasal spray, and all that shit.
Double up the dose on the old Zantac there.
Yeah.
Or like, Zyrtec, whatever it's called.
Yeah, like the whole South when it comes to
weather, it's abysmal. It's abysmal. Ugh, it's god awful.
Like coming down, like I came through some real shit, and like when I get here and people are like, oh my god, it's gonna snow tomorrow. I'm like,
so
shut up. Like, do you know what I came through? Like
that's a Monday. Like, what's up?
yeah, man.
Yeah, that's how I see it, man. I'm just like, okay, it's snowing. Sweet. If it snows hard enough, guess what? I don't have to go to work tomorrow. So that's awesome for me.
I'm actually one of the rare few that I get that opportunity too, because I'm a truck driver.
It's pretty awesome when that
happens. If the roads are pretty bad and I'm not over the road, like I have one route and they're like, nah, like we're not
gonna. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I'm salary on top of it.
And so, you're getting paid. My man up top.
So like I start to feel like a kid again, whereas like a couple days ago I was like,
snow day.
I was like, man, if it snows really bad,
I ain't gotta go to work.
Like they're gonna close down the terminal and
they're gonna close school.
Yes.
They're gonna close school.
Like I've woke up before getting ready for work and then I get a text like stay home with pay and I'm like, oh, I'm not bad. Right.
You gotta tell me twice.
Oh, exactly. So
oh man, I love it.
So man, how's it going? Like we're down here in Southern Underground Pro. We are sponsors of the show and like this is a fun place. Like everything hasn't even like started yet. Like I'm enjoying the hell out of this shit.
The place is already buzzing.
Yeah.
Like the ring just got put up. Yeah. And this place is already like just buzzing. And I'm excited for like everybody hit the ground running on Twitter about
it.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like it was already buzzing just the way we ended things in like December.
Yeah.
But then the poster came out and then it was after Street Fighter and everyone lost their collective minds.
Yeah. Shout out to the struggles for
bruh.
Like that was good.
Putting out that work, man. Oh man, that was some good stuff. Like everyone was like, sweet Jesus, this is amazing. I'm like, I had to go watch that movie now. I had to go watch it. It's horrible. It's a horrible movie. But I had to go watch it. So I was just like, ugh, this is disgusting. But it did have some classic like one-liners and stuff, like, you know, just a Tuesday, which is a dope little scene.
Yeah.
For you, you remember to say it's the worst day of your life. For me, it was just a Tuesday. And I was just like, oh, how dope do you have to be for that to happen? You know what I'm saying? What's up, man? Get my ID out because, you know, I still enjoy being ID. I really do.
With me being a truck driver, I spent like $7,000 going to truck driving school.
Yeah.
I'm still paying it off, but still when people ID me, I'm like, oh man, I'm just like, yeah, let me show this bad boy off.
Yeah, look at this. I'm a man.
Like I kind of got offended when people don't ID me. Like I'll get it out, make me at a restaurant, order a beer. And they're like, okay. I'm like, no. You don't want to see it because I want to show you.
You're not doing your job, you asshole.
Yeah, like.
Do your job. Do your job.
I just want to show you what I spent. Like, but then again, people don't notice. They just look for the birthday. And like,
that's
whatever.
Yeah,
but,
I'm like, whatever. Get out of here. What are you, like, 18? Get out of here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Southern Underground Pro, man. This, like, the poster, the card, even for me, I wasn't planning on coming down. Like, I thought we're going how shows were going, it would be in February.
Yeah.
Like, that was traditional.
Yeah.
And when I was told, like, oh, no, it's going to be in January, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do it because I'm
coming out the gate hard, son.
Well, then Brett challenged Gage, and I'm like, oh, then I'm coming.
Got to. It's Gage.
Like,
That
pulled me. I mean, granted, like, everybody on this card, like, people like you.
It's the main event for a reason, though.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Everybody comes here for the main event, man.
Come for the. It is the roster at the same time. Like, being someone from Ohio who has watched SUP, and like, granted, you get people from Cleveland, so it's like really cool to see them.
Of course.
Then getting to know, like, just through watching them, like Teddy King and Slate Porter and Marco, like, it was because of SUP I heard of Marco.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I fell in love with him. Like, today was my first time finally meeting him.
He just comes hobbling in here.
Like, I've talked about it with a lot of people. Like, this was my fourth opportunity to meet him, and it finally happened.
Yeah.
Because the other two shows he had to cancel on, he got injured for the third one, so he wasn't going to come up.
Nope.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to go down to SUP. If he's there, cool.
If he's not, cool. It's the show keeps rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great show. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, Marco didn't show. But I'm going to be like, it was a great show. It sucks he didn't show.
I'm glad. If anything, man, I'm glad you're here.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm glad you're here, man. This is going to be a fun day. I've been looking forward to this one.
All right, one thing I want to get into.
Yes, sir.
That shit on your head.
Bruh.
When did you become a fan of the old Browns?
96. 96, their first season, bruh. First season, bro.
Okay.
First season, man.
Ray Lewis?
He didn't hurt. It didn't hurt.
Yeah, he...
It didn't hurt.
I just had this conversation with a friend of mine. Like, let's play a what if. Like, it's kind of what we were doing. Yeah, it was like, what if the whole Baltimore thing didn't happen?
Oof.
Or let's say it was actually the opposite, where Art Modell's like, I'm selling the team, but I'm going to start a new team in Baltimore, and we're going to start 99. Imagine, like, the course of history. Belichick might not be in New England.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray Lewis would have been with... I don't want to say would have. Had the potential of being with the Browns. The Browns might have had two Super Bowl championships.
Might have. Yeah.
Might have.
Might have. Because here's the thing. Now, a lot of this also goes on to the GM. Because Ozzie Newsome is an absolute genius. And he has put together some amazing draft class. Because if you look at the teams, the guys he's drafted and the people he's picked up, like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Peter Bowler, Steve McAllister, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Jonathan Ogden, Todd Heap, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's put together like some squads.
Yeah.
You know, so some legit squads. But yeah, I've been a Baltimore fan since 96. And a lot of people's like, oh, you're just a fan. It's like, no. I've been a fan since Vinny Testaverde was under center. And people like, woo. And I'm like, yeah, son. Like the deep cut.
Yeah.
That Byron Leftwich, Kyle Bowler. Gah. Oh, just a... Trent Dilfer, who angers me every time, dude. I see Trent Dilfer, I'm like, the only reason why you had a ring is because Ray Lewis probably threatened to stab you if you screwed this game up.
Oh, like, that's the thing that I get a kick out of whenever I hear him evaluate quarterbacks. I'm like,
you sucked.
Yeah.
You were garbage, man.
He's, because I'm a Browns fan, but I'm also a Bears fan. I'm like, you're the Super Bowl winning version of Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Like, that, the defense is what brought both of them to the game. It's just the Bears were going against Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning just fucking slaughtered. But
I mean, it was like, dude, just Trent Dilfer, you were just, hey, dude, just hand it off to Jamal Lewis. I could have done that.
Yeah.
I could have done it for a tenth less of what you're making.
So when I hear him just evaluate quarterbacks, I'm like,
You're garbage.
Yeah,
you're such trash. Dude, get out of here.
Like, if it's like Steve Young or something, I'm like, all right, okay, that's
He's got pedigree, man.
Yeah, but I'm like, you,
Trent Dilfer, you got one ring,
mm-hmm.
and you have to kiss Ray Lewis's ass every day for that ring. Every time you see him, like, hey, what's going on, Trent? Zip. Let's go. Every day, every 10. Trent's like, hey, Ray. Mwah!
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I'd probably kiss Ray Lewis's ass too for Super Bowl ring. If all I had to do was just not lose the game. Yeah, all right, every day. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that ring though. That's great. And a cushy broadcasting job.
God. Fucking. I do like Ray Lewis. I know there's a lot of like, controversy behind him, but just even as a fan, I'm like,
Ray Lewis got in trouble for not snitching.
Yeah.
People like, he murdered people. Like, no, he didn't. He may know who did. But he didn't snitch. The one thing that everybody tells you not to do, like, you don't snitch.
Yeah.
That's it. And he got off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't kill anybody.
No.
Like, he just didn't snitch. To me, that makes him a G. Like, that makes you a gangster. You don't snitch and you get off. That dude's a gangster.
And win a Super Bowl.
And won two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Like,
two.
Who's going to fuck with him now?
Right. Like, I'm not. He may not kill somebody, but he knows somebody who does. And I don't want him to call that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get out of here.
What do you think about Lamar Jackson? I was halfway in a conversation with you and Teddy King, and I want to like come back because there's a lot of stuff. I'm like this.
Okay. I think his athleticism is great.
Yeah.
I do believe he's a first round talent, like hands down.
Yeah.
Like Newsom was running the money, trading out 16, coming back at 22, getting Hayden Hurst, who's a monster.
Yeah.
Right. Then, because of all the picks, trading out of the first round, trading back into the first round, picking up Lamar Jackson, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Granted, every time he like holds the football, I have a minor heart attack because I'm like, sweet Jesus, son, if you don't tuck that ball in. But he won six games on sheer athleticism.
Yeah.
LA exposed him, I think, big time. Because you had 3 weeks to game plan against him.
Mm-hmm.
So the secret's out. They got a new OC. So the thing is going to be now you're going to have to rearrange the entire offense, not from Joe, but for Lamar. They're a run first team, which to me, I'm all about it. But at the same time,
I always like the traditional run first.
Me
like,
too. I'm a traditional when it comes to run first. So establish the run, lure them in, bomb it deep.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you still have to. They don't respect his throwing ability. That's where we're going to have to beat him. Like next season, that's where we're going to have to beat them. I love this Ravens a lot, but next year I don't see them going to the playoffs.
See, that's like kind of the conversation I got into. Yeah. You said
I had Cleveland 8-8. I had Cleveland 8-8. I had Baltimore 7-9. I said Pitt is at 6-10.
Oh, that's what y'all want.
Yeah, that's what y'all want.
Actually, I want them 0-16. That's awesome. The dream.
And I have Cincinnati just doing what Cincinnati does best.
Yeah, they're
and just garbage like 4-12. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just happy the Browns like came back. Like,
dude, that's gonna be a squad, man. Here's the thing: like Baltimore, for a while, Baltimore and Cleveland wasn't really much of a game. Like just in years past, wasn't much of a game. Going forward, that's gonna be the rivalry. That's gonna be the new rivalry, dude. Yeah. Now you have Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield just trading blows back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, son.
And then like this year too, I remember watching the first game, the one that the Browns won, to where I was like, "Yeah, we're winning." It don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is
you guys won on the most ugliest, trashiest field goal ever. I saw it. I was like, "That's going in." I was like, "Dunk!" There it is. We deserve to lose. We deserve to lose.
isn't that how that's the history?
That's
Baltimore, Cleveland,
just shitty field goals.
Like
just shitty field goals.
The one that lives forever in my mind. See, it's like the 2000. If I got the year right, 7, I want to say.
Is it where he stoinked it off the field goal post?
That last sec. And like I remember watching it, and you know how the refs, like, they come out, give the call?
Yeah.
They walked out and just kind of looked at each other like,
what?
What was that? Like, dude, good.
I still remember the noise that thing made. Just dong. And it was like, oof. And everyone just looked like, ugh.
But yeah, that was.
That's going to be, going forward, I say the next, like, 4 or 5 years, man, that's going to be those teams going to go blows. Those are going to be. I have Cleveland making playoffs next year. Like, you get bounced first round,
probably.
But the fact that Cleveland made playoffs, that's all that's going to matter.
Yeah, we're so hungry. Like, other teams make fun of us for it. Like, the fact that we finish in third place to me was like, I'm happy because
it was still, you went 7-9-1, right?
Yes.
No, 7-8-1. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Still, like when you guys.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm happy about that.
No, when you guys. No, I did make a joke like on Facebook. Like when you guys tied Pitt, I said, that is the most Cleveland Brown way to Cleveland Brown a football game since the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that was.
It was so funny. Like, this is happening right
now. We didn't know how to. Like,
it was almost like you guys were ahead and you were so like. I don't know what this feels like, so let's fuck this up real quick so we know what that feels like.
Yeah. We had like one win in two seasons.
Yeah, dude. So I'm so glad you guys got rid of Hugh Jackson. Oh my God, dude, it was hot garbage.
Oh, sorry. The fact too, like, I know that some people hate the drama between him and Baker, but I'm like, dude.
That's good TV.
Well, besides that, like, the amount this team has won has buried everything that he what they did in 8 games
wiped up 2 seasons,
eclipsed 2.5 seasons
of garbage.
Yeah So it's like,
and God knows how many quarterbacks.
There's a number out there. I don't remember.
I don't think we want to discuss it.
Well, the thing is with this, and like some people will see the list and they're like, well, that's a lot, and then I'll explain like, well, some of those would just be one game. It's like, we're down to the third string because 1 and 2
Connor Shaw at one point was under center for you guys.
Yeah, and that was, I think, last game of the season.
Yeah.
Against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
that kid was getting crucified.
We need somebody out there. Some people think like, that's how many starting quarterbacks we had like beginning of the season. And I'm like, no, that's if you started a game. So like guy like Aaron Rodgers, like, yeah, they've only had Favre and Rodgers as your main starters, but you've had other people, like, especially within the Rodgers. Started because Rodgers was
hurt.
Yeah. So I'm like, they're like, well, that doesn't, I'm like,
no, it does.
This is what we're talking about for that number.
But like I said, I'm happy that Cleveland's actually making strides, just because I don't like two horse races. Because for the longest time, it was always like Pitt and Baltimore, and then you had Cincy on the outside always playing spoiler, like the year before.
Yeah.
When Cincy played spoiler, where the city of Buffalo like threw like Andy Dalton a parade. I'm like, God, how shitty of a city must you be? To throw the other guy a parade,
and
because
then
you guys got to the playoffs and then lost.
The 2014 season, I'll never forget, because that was the year the whole division was good and the Browns were the only team under 500 and missed the playoffs.
Because
mm-hmm. we had both wild cards. So I'm like, we had a good division, but that was a Manziel year.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I enjoy football. I'm going to be sad when it's over.
when this comes out, this will come out like in February. So like for everybody, like they've already watched the Super Bowl.
I'm still going to be sad. I'll be super sad.
This will be interesting to hear later, because right now we're the AFC champion and NFC championship games are tonight. Who do you want in the Super Bowl? And I'm guessing you're probably going to have the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs and the Rams.
Chiefs and Rams.
Chiefs and Rams.
I'm opposite.
Only because, like, one, I'm not a, like, I'm a Ravens fan, so automatically I'm not a New England fan.
Yeah.
But I don't like New Orleans for what I don't like.
Really?
I don't like them. I don't know why. I think some of their fans are just assholes.
That's every fan base.
That's very true.
I'll always say
that. But at the same time, I live in Atlanta, and the last thing I need is to hear Atlanta fans bitching and moaning that, like, the Saints are here. And I'm like, if the Saints make it, then New England's got to make it. And then I said, dude, I will get Tom Brady tattooed on my back. It's just win.
As a Browns fan, I do kind of always root for the Patriots, but they're, I always consider them my third team. I love the Browns. I love the Bears. I buy stuff from them.
Yeah.
That's my cutoff. I will never buy anything Patriots.
Yeah.
But no. When it comes to playoffs, I respect Tom Brady as a player and like everything that team has done. But I want some team. I don't care who it is. Cowboys.
Just beat them.
To at least get 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Because
then everybody has to shut up.
Because Pittsburgh fans need to shut up.
Yeah. That's, well, here's the thing. Like, I refuse to buy Pittsburgh stuff. I refuse. I have an AFC team and an NFC team. NFC, because one of my best friends is a Bears fan. So, by proxy, I was a fledgling Bears fan, and then they picked up Khalil Mack, and I was like, now I am a Bears fan. And then I saw that first game against Green Bay. Woo! I was like, now what? Where he just single-handed, like, I'll win this game myself. Granted, they lost, but he's like, I'll win this game myself. And I was like, now I am a Bears fan.
Dude, I was so happy they picked him up, because there's two things that the Bears franchise is known for: great running backs and defense.
Ironclad defenses.
And we haven't had one since 2010. And even then, it wasn't great, but that year was Peppers, Briggs, and Urlacher.
Yeah.
They were killing it. Like, that was the last year they killed it.
Dude, and like I said, Oakland was having a yard sale at that point. So I was just like, yo, that's a hell of a pickup.
I always, like, as a Browns fan, looked at the Raiders and go, I want that to be, like, that was the laughing stock of the NFL forever.
Forever.
And then they get Amari Cooper.
Yep.
Khalil Mack.
Gone.
And like,
gone.
Well, even before getting rid of
right.
him.
Like, yeah, they were building something. Then they got Gruden, who was like, welp, yeah, like, bye.
I'm like, I don't like these players.
Because somebody's got to afford my $100 million contract.
Yeah.
And I can't get that money if these guys are still here. Somebody's got to go.
Pretty much. So when they like, and the cool, funny thing is, I'm like, I don't know if you've heard this, but they were going to trade it to the Packers. Go back to the Packers. Do you know why they didn't? Supposedly, I haven't read this anywhere. Someone said it to me, but the way that it said
conspiracy.
Like,
it's all
it might have been conspiracy. No, but supposedly they didn't trade it to the Packers because they wanted a higher draft pick.
Yeah, and did you guys screw the pooch on that one? Yeah,
but then again,
it wouldn't matter because Khalil Mack automatically makes a team much better.
He no matter what, it's like whoever you would have like traded him to, like the
you,
other
you
wouldn't
got a hot pick.
The other team would have tanked.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say tanked. I think if they would have traded to the Packers, that would have made the Packers better. But I don't know like what that would have made Chicago. But that was
Chicago just kind of stayed where they were. But for the Raiders, it was a damned if you do, damned if you don't. You take the better of the two,
yeah.
Which at the same time would be like, okay, Chicago. But you just didn't expect, you know, I don't even call him Mitchell. I call him Tribbs. You don't expect Tribbs to like to go off the way he did. It didn't. I mean, yeah, Khalil Mack makes any defense better. But holy shit.
Yeah.
Like it transformed that whole team. And you're like, oh, hell, they went that. But, yeah. I mean, it's one of those, like, no matter what team you go to, man, he's going to make that team so much more better. And to me, a guy like Khalil Mack adds, like, at least two or three more wins.
Yeah. Trubisky, that's another one, like, from a Browns fan. What we get is fans will get behind quarterbacks, whether they're in the draft or whatever, just players, even players in general, and they want the hometown boys.
Of course they do.
And I get that. Like,
give me the best player, Doug.
I'm afraid that they're going to suck. Like, even like Ezekiel Elliott, because he came from Ohio State. Like,
right.
We should get Zeke. I'm like, you know what? We're going to get him. He's going to be Trent Richardson.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was my fear. Like no matter who we pick, and like if they're a hometown boy, they're going to be horrible.
Yeah.
So like he goes, kills it in Dallas. I'm like, okay, like that kind of sucks. But then when Trubisky came up, I was like, oh, he's from Menor, which is like Cleveland area.
Yeah.
Like, we need him. I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, he's good, but I'm like, he's not going to single-handedly like transform
No.
Like that franchise. So, you know.
And then literally, like the Bears, like trading up or whatever, they like selling the farm. Because yeah. I was like, oh, Browns didn't get Trubisky. Oh, great, great. Then they're like, Bears have traded. I'm like, what? What are they doing?
I mean.
And they had just.
They bet the farm on him, man.
They just picked up, I forget which quarterback is. Thank God I'm forgetting who it is. But they just picked up like some quarterback.
No, oh, free agency. Oh my God. He came from Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I'm forgetting his name.
Me tall too. Kid,
blonde hair, lanky as all shit.
Yeah.
It's going to bother me until I figure it out. I'll just blurt it out randomly during the match. I was just randomly, and you'd be like, oh, that's it. I'm like, all right, back to what I'm doing.
Yeah, like, so like we just did all that, and then we traded the farm again for Trubisky. I'm like, what are we doing?
I don't know, man.
But he's doing okay, but he still has moments where I'm like, that's the stuff.
That's it, man. Those freshman, sophomore year QBs, man, you got to give them a minute. People expect instant gratification. Like, that with a quarterback, man. You got to retool that whole offense. You got to figure out what that kid can do, what mm-hmm. he can't do. You know, what's his bread and butter, and then retool that entire offense around that guy.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, that doesn't take. That takes like 2-3 years. You got to be ready. You got to prepare yourself for 2-3 years of the suck to get it.
I'm used to that,
bruh.
Man, at least in the Cleveland part. But it was, we get a quarterback. They're here for 2, maybe 3 years. They turn out to be shitty, and then it's like we start the cycle all over again. I'll always say I wanted Manziel, yeah. And I'll never sway from the reasons why I wanted him. But some of the reasons why I wanted him, Baker Mayfield fits that.
Yeah,
in the way
it's the same guy, just a little bit better put together.
The way that I've put it many times is that the difference between them is the difference between cocky and confident. Manziel was cocky.
Baker's confident.
Baker's like confident. Baker will throw an interception. He'll come back out.
And throw the same route again.
He'll do the same throw, same everything.
And like, no, I know I can get it there. Mm-hmm. I can get it there.
Like with Manziel, he was he threw an interception. He came back out chicken shit.
Yeah, because somebody spooked him.
Yeah.
That was it, man. So, I could talk football all day.
I'll do same. We will start to wrap things up in what we do here on this show.
Is
we have the Fave Five questions.
Ooh.
And it's in homage of Booker T.
Hey, this is Booker T, 5-time champ, and this is the Fave Five questions. Now, can you dig it?
Nice.
And in the honor of Booker T, there are 6 questions. Because he always had more than 5 people in his Fave Five.
Hey.
So we will start with Chicago style pizza or New York style?
New York style pizza, man.
I'm from New York, dog.
From New York.
You're wearing Baltimore stuff.
But yeah,
you live in Atlanta and from New York.
There's a lot going on there, man. Yeah, but not New York style pizza. I tell people all the time, I was like, yeah, you want Chicago style pizza? I was like, yeah, I'll call you when I want soup. I was like, but no, my
soup. I've never heard my skull.
Oh man, it's just lasagna. That's all it is.
But dude, I love lasagna.
I love lasagna too. But lasagna and pizza, 2 separate things.
I get annoyed though when people are like, "It's not pizza, it's pie," and I'm like, "Pizza is a pie."
I'll fight you for that. I'll fight you on that one. But no, I mean, I get it. Like Chicago style pizza has its fan base. I get it. I'll never say like, "Oh shit," like, yeah. No. But if I had to choose. I was going to choose New York.
I will say I've never had a New York style from New York. And I think that could be like closest thing I've had to New York style pizza. And I use air quotes with Sbarro's. And I know that's not technically an
airport pizza.
Yeah. But I've been to Chicago. I've had Luminani's. So it's like I've at least had a staple.
Now, the thing is like when a city starts, I heard it before, like when a city starts saying like we do the best of this, like we're known for this, that's when it gets shitty. And so like you can't just go anywhere and get like New York style pizza because everybody like air quotation makes it.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, dude, that ain't it. But at the same time, there are them hole in the wall joints that are just like mwah good.
Yeah, I think it's like there's certain places where, you know, like with Chicago, when I first went there, I was like, what pizza places do I go to actually try real deep? And like one of the 3 that I was given was Luminani. So I was like, all right, that's a staple. And I know if I go to Philly for a cheesesteak, that there's 2 offhand. Then I was told there's like a 3rd one that people overlook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what they off the top of my head. But if I ever went to New York, I would ask the New Yorkers, like, where do you say is the best? I'd probably ask a couple and whatever overlapped. I go, okay, that's the place.
That's the place.
A lot of people are talking about it.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I should have known on that one. Okay, this will be interesting.
Okay.
Since I went one with a little bit of bias of where you're from, how about one from where you live? Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Ooh.
Pepsi.
Ooh. So you're loving like all the Super Bowl stuff right now.
Oh, Pepsi. It's the best.
People, I've seen now, people hate it.
Down south, very rarely will you get it. So there's times where it's like, man, if all I can get was a Coke, and like, screw it, like, whatever. And I'm very rarely on my soda anyway. Yeah. But like, if I have a choice, I'm like, is that a, like my wife, she's like, get him a Pepsi. I'm like, my girl. Yeah. I only want to go up to New York because it's, you know, it's Coke country once you pass DC. So I'm just like, whatever.
Like, I've seen people post like pictures from like right now Pepsi advertising at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they're like, this is bullshit. And I'm like, none of their advertising says like we're better than Coke. No, it's just kind of like, haha, we're advertising.
Because right. Guess what? If Coke wants to do the Super Bowl, open up that checkbook, son. Well, not to mention, Coke does like do a lot of college football stuff. So
yeah,
they do like so. I'm like, yeah, come on, man, it give and take, dog. You can't have it all.
Yeah. Well, I always know with Coke, your three major fast food restaurants, they're all Coke.
Yeah, they're all Coke.
Pepsi. I mean, not Pepsi.
McDonald's,
Wendy's, and Wendy's.
Yeah, yeah, Wendy's. Yeah, they'll always be Coke. Yep.
But so. Pepsi has its own little niche.
Well, yeah, it is. That's when I find I'm like, ooh, this is gonna be good.
The quote that I do love, you won't like it. There's a comedian from Ohio named John Caparulo. He's actually had like some specials and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said at one point, like, can we have Coke and Pepsi in the same building? I'm getting tired of going to a place. Can I have a Coke? Is Pepsi okay? Is Monopoly money okay? No, it's not, because Pepsi sucks. And you know it sucks.
That's actually good.
You could do that, though. Can I have a Pepsi? Can I have a Coke? Like, is Coke okay? Is Monopoly money okay?
Yeah, then I guess not.
I did that at a restaurant. Like, luckily, I wasn't ordering it.
I was going to say, how quick did you get kicked out?
Like, we were all ordering drinks. And it was like a breakfast buffet, I think, type thing. And I'm looking down at the, like, maybe the menu or just everything that they had just before we went. And someone's like, oh, can I have a Coke? And the waitress like, is Pepsi okay? And I'm just like, is Monopoly money okay? Like, keep looking down. And she like kind of looked at me. And I'm like, well.
Asshole.
I'm like, we're getting buffet. She can't spit my food.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we're fine. I can be a jerk. It'll be okay. No big deal.
All right. Question number three. Bone, when you have wings, bone in or out?
Bone in. Bone in. Because here's the thing. The reason is because I like to be a Neanderthal. Put the whole thing in my mouth and then whoop.
Respect. Just, I do the same thing. People are just like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, nope.
Because you know what? Because you know what bone out is? Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders, chicken nuggets.
It's a chicken nugget. That's what it is. Bone in, I'm a man. I want to go, mwah, one good shot.
I'm waiting for the first person that I ask that to, and they're like, just give me this. This is why bone out is the best.
And then I hope there's a group of men waiting outside ready to stomp them.
I think the big thing is like, well, you get more meat. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, if you're not so much of a puss, just eat it.
Yeah.
I hate when people eat wings and then like just leave them, like, let all the meat on the bone. What's wrong with you?
Well, I do. Like, I'll go through one time.
And then go back, another.
Pick it.
My
pick
dude. No, we got to get wings, dog.
Well, you guys don't have what I love down here.
Oh, boy.
Or just even that close down. I don't know if there's some in Atlanta.
What's that?
Quaker Steak.
Nah.
I'm a big fan of Quaker Steak wings.
Okay. I think there may be one, but I think it may be like North Georgia. Like near Dahlonega, because like, you know, not Rich Elliott, but Bill Elliott's up there and all that shit. Yeah. So they have all that stuff over there. So possibly, I'm not sure.
It's possible because like it came from Western PA.
Yeah.
So like that Northeast Ohio, and there's like a bunch where it's just like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But then once you get past that, they become
a little bit more
rare. Like for example, for me, like when I come down here, there's two places I have to stop at.
Okay.
Wherever I come, this is my first time in Tennessee in a while.
Yeah.
But Zaxby's.
Yep.
Because there's none in Ohio.
Okay. Fair enough.
And Shoney's.
Dude, those are barely around as it is now down here.
There's two left in Ohio.
I'd be surprised if there are two left in Georgia.
So, well, if there's at least one because Scott Skiner owns one.
Yeah, I think he may own the other one too.
So, yeah, like I know I meant to get it this morning, but I was just too tired and I kept pushing it off. I'm going to try to get it like on my way out because I got like the Shoney's breakfast buffet. Fucking
the like, French toast sticks, dog.
Dude, you just became my best friend.
Yeah, man.
Like I say, like I get that and the sausage.
Yeah,
so those are my top. Yeah. Two. Like I'll get other stuff, but like if I go back for seconds, that's probably.
Dude,
my...
I'm building a fort out of French toast sticks.
Oh, so good. Question number four. Since you know him, even though he's not here, this is the AJ Gray question. If you know enough about AJ Gray, he's the biggest with unpopular opinions and hot takes.
Yes.
What are your unpopular opinions? I should have prepped you, but I didn't think about it until like today, and I'm like, it's not enough time.
No. I mean, oh boy. Ugh, man.
He's got a lot. That's why it's AJ. Great question.
He's got a lot. I like it. It's AJ. Great question. I like it. Oh, man. Popular hot take. Unpopular hot take. Oh, man. Dude. A lot of guys who get signed to the Fed, like, aren't that great. Like, well, let me rephrase that, because I know that came off like really just like was like that was a blanket statement. Like, yeah. No. Like for okay, some of the names that come out lately, like I see them like work for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get it. Okay, for example, like I met him before and I think he's a great guy, but like Brody King. Like, I don't get it. Like,
okay.
Like, what is he doing that's so different than like everybody else?
Okay.
You know?
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? And this isn't me trying to sit here and like, you know, start shitting on everybody because that's what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, I'm just like, okay, what is he doing that everyone else either hasn't done or doesn't have now or what you already have in there already? This one's gonna probably get me in trouble, but I don't care. Not all women's wrestling is good wrestling.
Yeah, that is probably a hot take, but I do know people who agree with that.
Yeah, let's dig this grave a little deeper then. Like, there's a handful of women in the UK who I think are great,
mm-hmm.
and then that talent pool drops off big time.
Yeah,
to me. Like, it just drops, like, this isn't good. And this isn't me trying to be, like, you know, like, trying to take this, you know, male-female stake. I'm just, I look at all wrestling exactly what it is. Like, if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 9 times out of 10, I'm watching a female match. I'm like, this is not good. Like, this is not good. I'm not entertained whatsoever. And I'm trying to watch it as a fan, not so much as a worker. And I'm like, this is not good to me.
Yeah, but there's, like, I'm not going to name any off the top of my head. But there's, like, one wrestler, female wrestler that I like. And I've had people, like, critique her. And, like, I'll kind of watch it from a different angle, and I think she might come off a little awkward sometimes.
Yeah. And so, and not a lot of people want to say that, like, all women's wrestling is great. I'm like, no. No, just, like, all wrestling is not great. Like, there are some shit out there.
Oh, yeah.
And when it's shit, it's shit. It's just, I know well enough to keep my mouth shut sometimes. I'm just like, this is the argument I want right now. Yeah. So, I'm just like, man, whatever. It's a different stroke for different folks. But if you're going to ask me what I think about it, like, well, strap in. I'll tell you. You may not like it, but I'll tell you. So whatever.
I've actually added on debating. Well, fuck that up. I have debating on adding a question to, like, because we have, it's just a mixture of like questions we ask for these. Cause a couple are staples, then I can mix up stuff, but I've debated on asking if people prefer comedy wrestling or deathmatch wrestling, because I feel like those are the most polarized, because I feel like some people, when they're on one side, they hate the other side.
Eh.
And I'm like, I love comedy wrestling. I'm not huge in the deathmatch, but I'll never put my nose up.
Yeah,
to
yeah. I'm never going to like sit there and just poo poo on it.
Yeah.
No. But it's not my bag, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, different strokes, different folks. That's all. Yeah. It is what it is.
Okay. Question number 5. And since he's here, and I'll get to tell him, because I tell him how everybody answers this. So I'll get to tell him face to face.
Sweet.
This is the Wilkman question.
Mm.
From Kick Out of 2. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No.
Ooh, I did not expect that from you.
It is
not.
Just like anytime I can sit down and just, like, there's a few movies I can sit down and watch only at Christmas time. Like, for me, and it's going back to my childhood, it's not Christmas until I watch a Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Okay. Ooh, that's different.
Right.
Not necessarily mine, but like, I can always respect that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, now it's Christmas. If Die Hard came on tomorrow, I'm like, oh, sweet, Die Hard. The first thing I'm like, it's Christmas. I'm like, no, it's just what happens to happen that time of the year. Like, easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, calm down.
I treat it like it's not my reason. Anybody who's listened to the show has, like, I've explained like why, but I go, I don't watch it. It's not part of my movie collection.
It's not a part of mine. Like, Christmas time, I do not watch that movie.
Yeah. But like, if you want to have that be your Christmas
movie,
knock
yourself right on
exactly
out.
I'm like, you have fun. Like,
man, not good, bro.
I'm gonna watch Jingle All the Way, and I know some people don't like that movie as much.
Dude, I watch Jingle All the Way. Hell yeah.
Love me Jingle All the Way.
That Christmas Story? Oh, I'm gonna watch it at least twice on TBS.
So you gotta come to Cleveland and go to the Christmas Story house.
Yes, I do.
Dude, it's nice.
Yeah, I heard it was. I'm still standing too. Please tell me it has the leg in the window.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dude, it's like, you can go in and it's set up
nice.
Like the movie. Like, they they didn't film everything there, but they filmed like certain like outside shots.
Right, I think
it
was.
So they've remade it to look like the house.
Yeah, Fragile. It's French.
It's Italian.
Yeah, it's Italian. Yeah, Fragile. It
must but be they
Italian.
Have like the every room is set up.
Nice.
Like the kids' room, the bathroom. The bathroom is different because I was watching it this year and I went, that's not how it's set up at the house.
Fudge.
If someone actually says fudge, and I'm like, but I didn't say fudge.
Yeah, but I didn't say fudge.
But yeah, they have it. It's cool to go 2 times a year. Like summer's good because it's dead.
Yeah, you just have to run the place.
But you don't have the same feel.
The ambiance of it being Christmas. And
you go when snow is on the ground and it's winter. Like there's going to be a line out the door.
Of course there is.
Because they only let so many people in there because I've had to wait. And then you get there and it's like, okay, they watch as people go out the back. And then, okay, we can get 5 more people in now.
Yeah, bump that noise.
But still, that stuff. Like when I did that one, you could just roam around. The second one was kind of a guided tour, but you were still allowed to do whatever you want.
I got you.
Yeah. So that was that interesting. Okay. And then the sixth question, I tailor around my guest. And give me your top 5 video games of all time, just off the top of your head. I know you're a gamer. I just recently re-listened to when you were on Kick Out of 2.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Okay, of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Could be any genre. Like, you know, right. You don't have to go in order. Just like
Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VII. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Yep.
Respect.
Right.
That's my favorite. Right. Hands down. Like that and Tetris.
Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
That's one of the few games where I was just like in. Like, I was just in it. Like, this, I'm about this. NCAA football 14. The last year, man. I used to love that. Was that 4? And the 5th one's always a pain in the butt, man. It always, because it's like there's so many games that's out there.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to miss it. Oh, man. You know what? Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, like I didn't have many. Like I didn't have that one. But like when I think of, if you ask me, baseball game, Super Nintendo, Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr. Hands down.
I think Frank Thomas had one, but was that Sega?
Yeah, it was Sega. It wasn't as good. Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey. Oh. Yes, man. That was it, dude.
Yeah.
And I knew I missed a bunch that I'm probably missing, but like I just remember just logging in those type of hours.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, just up, just playing.
Yeah.
Just, and to this day, like I'm in my 30s, dude. Wife's like, "You going to bed?" In a minute. Boop, boop, boop.
Link,
boop, boop, boop.
Link to the Past is one of those games in the very few that I'll go back and like replay every so once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'll know everything, but there's so much shit. You have to like, okay, where's this? Because I know it's somewhere.
And you just tracked all the way back and you just played. It's like, I'm missing something. And man, when you got it, when you got it, dude, it's a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
It was one of the few games actually saved. You're like, because you're like, I can't do this again. There's no way I'm going to do this again.
Well, no, I'll go back. Like, I've almost everything it's been out on that I've had access to, I've beaten it on. Like, Super Nintendo, Game Boy Advance, an emulator, the Wii Virtual Console.
Yep.
Played on that. And then I have a Super NES Classic. I haven't beat it on there yet. But what happened is I was somewhere in the dark world, and I was putting new games on it, trying to do that whole thing.
And it corrupted.
Something happened to where like it would never let me put anything back on.
Yeah.
So when I restarted it,
gone.
I was gone. Like, damn it. Gone. But I'm like, well.
Like, no, I did buy my wife a Wii, and we did stay up one night just playing Super Mario Bros. 3. And I just remember just laughing my ass off. Just because we never played the game. We would just keep going back to that other level where you went to like the 9-bit Mario and Luigi and we start jumping on each other all day. And that's all we did for hours.
The original Super Mario Brothers. Original Mario Brothers.
Yeah, because when you play Super Mario Brothers 3, you can go back and start. And then that's all we did. And I just remember laughing my ass. I just kicked that little turtle shell and just hit her. And she gets so mad. And I'd start crying. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, we're not going to play this game anymore. Like, this is all we're going to do all night. She's like, yeah. Mike, cool. All right, bet.
All right, we're gonna wrap this show up. Any final thoughts or last minute plugs before we go?
Yeah, man. My graphic designers that are out there, Curtain Jerker Designs, who make some amazing flyers, man. They're all over the map. Yeah. Check those guys out. The Doodling Dork. he did my new shirt, my Street Fighter O'Shea shirt.
Yeah.
And then Of the Dead Designs. There's another one. My online store is at What a Maneuver. Whatamaneuver.net/O'Shea Edwards. All that goodness right there. You can find me on the inner Instagram at all damn day O'Shea underscore after every word, and then on Twitter, all damn day O'Shea, just one big word. Blah. And that's it. I tell people all the time, you can find me on Facebook, but if I don't know you, I'm not going to add you.
Yeah.
That's too many creeps on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
way too many creeps.
You have a fan page, right? Or no?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I usually what happens, I end up linking you to that.
Yeah, because like from a fan's point of view, there's people that's like, they have their personal page and then they have their fan page. Some will let some fans into their personal.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I keep on my personal page is almost like my work page too. So I keep it very professional.
Yeah.
I have a personal page. No one will never know what that personal page is.
Yeah.
They'll just never know. And that's for me.
Yeah.
So, dude, thanks for having me, man.
All right. Thanks for coming on, man.
Dude, man, appreciate it.
I'm glad to see that no one has left. But now you're asking yourself, Dr. Dan, are you going to tell us what the DCR system is? And I will tell you now. The three simple principles that change everyone's lives: dedication, confidence, and respect. D, C, and R. If one is dedicated to themselves, confident in oneself, and respectful of oneself, there is nothing that they cannot accomplish. Those three principles are the building blocks of anything you wish to achieve. If you just remember D, C, and R, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. But sometimes you feel that isn't enough. Sometimes you need to be a little more focused on the task at hand. But don't worry. To go along with dedication, confidence, and respect, you can always remember rule number one.
And there you go. The big bad kaiju himself, O'Shea Edwards. It was a pleasure having him on Wrestling Cheers, and it was a real, real experience with him. He's a cool dude. I didn't think we would have as much fun as we did in that interview, and actually, as soon as I pulled up to the venue, he popped out of his truck, and I had seen him wearing Baltimore Ravens stuff, and I'm like, oh, this interview just got really good. So that's that. Like I said, a little bit behind on the times. We didn't know what the Super Bowl was going to look like, so you know, apologies to that. But let's wrap this show up all the way, not just the Fave Five questions. But please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. And be sure to find us on all of your social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Check out our friends on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our other podcasting friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out at 2, The IndieCast, So Bros Network, Big Gold Belt Podcast, two of the podcasts you've heard recently here on this, on Wrestling Cheers, none other than the Spotlight Series, and I Got Your 5 Stars. Check out our other non-podcasting friends such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Stash, Set Tab Photo, Powerslam.tv, use promo code WrestlingCheers, all one word, and get your first month free. Ringside Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Russell Void, Key on Sports, that's K-E-E on Sports, Stay Tough, Midwest Territory, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, even if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan. Later. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Would you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and we're only glad you came. You're a fake warrior, let's say, rules are all the same. You're a fake warrior, everybody knows your name. I hear what you want, people know.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.